It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He dissects corporate culture like a non-woke vulture. Founder of Stripe Asset Management and author of the book, Nation of Victims, Vivek Ramaswamy. His favorite dating show is Forensic Files. Comedian and co-host of the Jim Norton and Sam Roberts Show on Sirius XM, Jim Norton. Like a handful of kettle corn, she's a little sweet, a little salty, and can often be found on the floor of a theater. Fox News contributor, Kat Chip. And finally, his optometrist needs scaffolding. My massive sidekick and the NWA World Television Champion, Darren. Jim, are you a terrorist? You have 1 minute to prove me wrong.
Greg, that's an excellent point. Yes, I take off my clothes and I just frighten people out of the room. You know, it's this whole, look, domestic terrorism, all right, yeah, it's got to be addressed. But let's have an honest conversation about it. Like, I'd much rather have my pilot yell, "Let's go, Brandon," than Allahu Akbar.
That joke deserved applause.
Oh, I totally agree. No.
How many... Are you guys, like, asleep up there?
How about this? Alexander Mayorkas, he looks like Jeff Bezos in a Gollum mask.
There you go. One more?
Nope.
Okay. usually things come in threes. That's what I, at least when you're dating.
Boy, do I know that.
Oh, my God. Where
three
are
kids
we?
In 1 year.
Vivek, not triplets.
Yes. Vivek, what do you make of Mayorkas' performance on 9/11? Seems kind of wrong to me.
Yeah, it was wrong, but at the same time, I think it's like a 20-year game of ping pong, because we actually did do some pretty messed up things in this country on the back of 9/11.
Yes.
Let's keep in mind, that was the Republican Party back on the back of 9/11, created a surveillance state that now we live to actually pay for those sins, with another party that came into power is using that to not address international terrorism, but what they call domestic terrorism, really just their political enemies here at home. Mm-hmm. Now play that game of ping pong forward 4, 8, 10 years. Could be the Republican Party perpetrating in the other direction. Turn the table, see how the people who are proponents of it now would feel. That's the game we're playing.
I like what you're saying. So the Republicans get in power and then we do it to them.
It's what's going to happen. It's what's going to happen, like it or not.
I was being ironic, you audience people. Basically, what you're saying, I was for the Patriot Act back then, but now the Patriot Act is focused on me, and I don't like it anymore.
Well,
that's a good point.
It's true.
It's true.
Principles, turn the tables. If you feel differently, it means you're not following principles. That's
exactly,
what I say.
Exactly. What are principles, anyway? Kat, is Mayorkas inciting violence against Trump supporters, and does me raising that question incite violence against him?
I guess incitement of violence is in the eye of the beholder.
Like, that's true.
It really is. If you're a violent person who does a violent thing, it could be for any absolutely crazy reason. Mm-hmm. And again, I think you're completely right that we should have never given the government those powers. I think, you know, it's time to get rid of them, whether it's surveillance or the TSA. We completely need to get rid of the TSA. I hate flying because of the TSA. I know you're going to be like, that's because your bag is full of drugs, which would be really original. But it's just any situation where the scenario is you have to let me grab your crotch and I don't have to tell you why is going to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is true. We allow terrorism, Tyrus, to let strangers touch us in public.
Yeah. They're like, I know it's the drawstring on your sweatpants. I'm like, well, then why are you grabbing me there?
Yeah.
People actually grab you?
Oh, yeah.
They did something. I remember when my mom was flying. They did. She's like, she was 80. They pulled up her shirt. She was in line. I will never forget that. They pulled up her shirt. It was one of the most humiliating. It's like, how can you do that? That was like in 2000. Huh.
They always just say, have a good day. I was not aware. Huh. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. You know, it's he makes a great point about, you know, the Patriot Act. Now it's Act Against the Patriots. Isn't that funny how it's turned? It's come all the way around. And they've made the bar so low that they're never wrong. It's like you're if you say, oh, man, I don't like Sleepy Joe. Yeah. Terrorist. So the bar is that low. So they're, and when something horrible happens, because today I saw a stat, 500,000 getaways this fiscal year. You don't think a few of them are military trained. You don't think a few of them are coming from places that shouldn't be there. But we're too busy looking at someone who's openly wearing a red hat saying, I want America to be great again. That's the guy you got to watch. He's not hiding it. Yeah. He's got a flag in his front yard. His truck is probably dressed the same. And he'll be happily to tell you what his political beliefs are, his religious beliefs are, his education. That's the guy you got to watch. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and that's the problem is that when we get hit with something, you know. Yep.
It's also like this ever-expanding target. So it's like in the middle of the target, let's say the middle of the target is Trump and the people who work for Trump. If you happen to be friends with people, Trump, if you were ever talking to somebody, if you were talking to me, they could call you and they go, we have a phone call between you and somebody. They're going to, that's the game, so that you won't end up working for Trump or working for anybody in the future because you'll be too terrified.
But the other thing is just the expansion of language, right? They're doing the same thing with racism. They're doing it with terrorism. The words just lose their meaning. At the end of the day, if everyone's a terrorist or if everyone's a racist, no one's a terrorist and no one's a racist. Yeah. And we actually miss the real ones.
There you go. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Things are getting very scary now that the woke run your library. Come back, clipboard. The New York Post, a publication, not a sturdy piece of timber found in Manhattan. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, according to the New York Post, I'm pretty much given up here. They write that libraries have become a hotbed for radical political activism as librarians get more and more woke. It's gotten so bad that homeless people are now masturbating outside. I know, the weather. But between things like drag queen story time and offering pornographic content in kids' books, libraries are now less about education and more about indoctrination. Worse, it ruins the sexy librarian fantasy, you know, when she's got glasses, a short skirt, and balls. Except for... Jim woke up there. Anyway... So is this yet another example of another area in life infiltrated and then poisoned by a brainless cult? Dan Kleiman, who runs the website Safe Library, says librarians see themselves on the front lines on what it takes to bring revolution to the U.S. You need soldiers in the revolution, so they're teaching kids to be little Antifa activists who hate their own country. Which means now illiterate children are our only hope. Never teaching my kids how to read, that's for sure. Critics call out Emily Drabinsky, the president-elect of the American Library Association. She's talked about decades of, quote, unchecked climate change, class warfare, white supremacy, and imperialism. And she calls herself a Marxist lesbian, which is helpful since I thought she was Drew Carey. Vivek! This is your wheelhouse, so to speak. Go a little bit deeper into this. Is it just like a guy complaining that the library's got some sexy books?
No, I mean, look, I think that first of all, libraries have been hollowed out of meaning. Okay, so people don't really go to libraries anymore, so they've defined a new purpose. But I think that that's an analogy for what's going on in our culture more broadly, all right? Mm-hmm. We have a vacuum, not just in the libraries, but in our national identity. We have used to care about things like, I don't know, belief in a higher power, belief in a nation, hard work, family, whatever it is. When you lose all of those things, you have this black hole of a vacuum, and sometimes that's an empty library, and something's going to have to fill the void. Mm. And so if that's some sort of new transgender religion ideology, climate religion, some new religion's going to fill the void left by the old ones, that's what's going on. We're just seeing the library being one of the empty voids that's being filled instead.
You wouldn't mind an empty library, would you, Jim?
No, I wouldn't. Or a librarian with a skirt and balls.
Yeah, He's like, where is this library?
Yeah, where is this magical place of learning and fun? Yeah, I don't understand the whole library upset. Like, I don't care what books they have. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't need, like, I just, you know, all I needed was the Anarchist Cookbook and a pop-up version of Mein Kampf.
I don't even know what that means. That's going to keep me out of trouble, I think. But, you know, it's funny. I only went to the library, Kat, because I would go to the health area, because that's where they had pictures of naked people. We always knew in the health area they would have like all the medical sketches. That's how, like, I learned by the birds and the bees.
All right.
And assorted dermatological problems.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're worried about, like, what's in the library, it's like, you know, wait till you hear about the internet. I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Put whatever in there. If your kids, though, if they're telling you, like, oh, Mom, I'm, like, going to go to the library, they're probably not at the library. Nobody's hanging out at the library except for, like, mostly, like, vagrants.
Yes.
At least in New York.
They put the lie in library.
That's why you're sitting over there.
Yes, exactly. I have a feeling, I think this is an Adam Carolla line, Tyrus, that all good people have left certain industries, and the only people left are the people that can't get jobs, so they're the woke ones, because no one will hire them. So
they're checking boxes and not resumes, and the librarians have had enough, and now they're all, I guess they have cooking shows or something, because they're gone. Because I remember when I was a kid, went to the library, it was a big deal, you know, and you went there and you checked out a book and even got a story, and it was a fun place to go. But now it's not. Now it smells like urine and there's a homeless guy.
It's all the urine.
Porn. Yeah, it's all urine and porn and all that stuff. That
I saw my first puppet show there, I believe.
Yeah, well, the puppet show is a little different now.
You know, Greg, my mother was a librarian.
Really?
She was, yes.
What? I did not know.
That's the whole story.
Was she really a librarian?
When I was a boy, my mother was a librarian, yes.
Did that, was that like something very exciting as a child? You could...
Oh, please, if you want to get laid, tell everyone your mom's a librarian. Ah, kidding me, the women line up.
Good to know.
Could you get your friends off dues and stuff, overdue books and stuff?
No, I couldn't even get myself out of dues. My mother would, you know, we had to pay the dues. And so what we would do is we would pick up dog things off the lawn with a stick and put it down the book depository. Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
You were going to take it back.
I was going to take it back, but I really didn't.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time. Thanks to Jim Norton, Vivek Ramaswamy, Kat Timm, Tyrus, our studio audience. Fox News Tonight with Rich Edson's next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.